Good morning. I'd like to call this meeting of the Conference Committee on the Operating and Mental Health Budgets, House Bill 57 and 59, to order. It's 11:02, and today is Thursday, June 8th, 2017. Members present are Lyman Hoffman, Senator Lyman Hoffman, Vice Chair, Senator Anna McKinnon, member, Senator Donnie Olson, member, Representative Neil Foster, member, Representative Lance Pruitt, member, and myself, Representative Paul Seaton, chair. Today's agenda, and we have Mr. Teal at the table. We'll be addressing open items in House Bill 57 and 59 based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today, dated June 8th, on the Department of Corrections and the Department of Law. So for the Department of Corrections, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee adopt the following items in the Department of Corrections budget. Item one, with Senate.
Object.
There's an objection. Item one, we'll hold that for the end.
Item two, the Senate.
Object.
There's an objection. We'll hold that to the end.
Item three, the House. Item four, the House. Item five, the House. Item six, the House on both lines. And item seven, the House, the Senate on both lines.
Hearing no objections on those, items two, three, four, five, six, and seven have been adopted. We have item number one, Representative Pruitt, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. After conversations with members of my caucus, one of the concerns that that came out of this, and the reason that I've objected, is because that this adds a division planner. I believe that this discussion took place in the subcommittee for DOC, and anyways, there was concern about adding this additional position, and with that, that is the reason I have objected.
Thank you. Does the Senate want to comment on this?
Well, the Senate added the position primarily. It is designated statutory receipts, and feel that if you look at the note, it says that the planner will assist the department with identifying and addressing justice reform issues, particularly those that span several divisions within the Department of Corrections, as well as coordinating between the state and local stakeholders. So I believe that the position is justified in particular since it is funded through designated receipts.
Thank you. And we'll take a brief at ease for both sides to discuss a little more on this. I'll come back on the record. Before we go forward, I wanted to rescind my motion for restatement purposes of the items that we adopted. Is there any objection to rescinding that motion? So I would like to restate the motion that we had, which was items 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 were not objected to and will be adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move item 1.
Thank you, Mr.
There was an objection to that. And we passed out the letter from Senator Coghill regarding the authority to receive statutory designated program receipts of $175,000, which I had explained earlier. And this is the backup for that.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, is there still an objection?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I maintain the objection.
Would you like to call for a vote?
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Representative Pruitt.
No.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Seaton.
Yes.
Senate, 3 yeas. House, 2 yeas, 1 nay.
And so with a vote of 3 in the Senate and 2 in favor in the House, item number 1 has been adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the item 2 Senate be adopted.
Thank you. And Representative Pruitt, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. So this particular, obviously, is we're accepting the Senate's version, which maintains the 4 positions. There was a conversation about this in the subcommittee on the House side. After vetting this, it had been determined that these 4 would not be accepted. Excuse me. And that that objection from members of my caucus remains.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the primary reason for these positions are for information technology systems, and it is believed that with these additional positions, we can get the full effects of the potential savings for Senate Bill 21, which was a critical piece of legislation that both bodies adopted, and that is the justification for these positions.
So we will take
Senate Bill 91.
We'll just take just a brief at ease. come back to order. Mr. Teal, would you give us some explanation on these positions?
Mr. Chairman, these four positions were in the Palmer Correctional Center, and with the closure of that facility, they were, the positions, not the people, were transferred to the information technology, and of course they're not no longer correctional officer positions, they're IT positions. They're needed there to do a number of things, a number of projects that I won't go into, but a lot of them have to do with the prison reforms and the data needs, the information technology needs that accompany that bill that passed last year. So the department, as you just heard in the recess, feels that the positions are essential to their information technology systems.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Teal? Representative Pruitt.
Yeah, I might want to have, for Mr. Teal, we may need to take another recess on this. I should have asked this a moment ago. Do you know, has there been reductions in DOC? I was not on that subcommittee. What I've learned about this, of course, came from caucus members. Were there reductions in DOC? I know that was part of the discussion in SB 91, is that there was supposed to be savings that would be brought on by not having as many people in prison, as well as we've also shut down one of the prisons, although I know we have opened up the Meadow Creek site over at Highland Correctional. Have there been other reductions in DOC personnel in over this last year? Can you speak to that, or should we take a recess and ask that?
You might want to take a recess. There have been reductions, but I don't know if the reductions are all associated with 91 or whether there have been other reductions as well. So I can't fully answer your question.
Okay, and we'll take a brief recess. Okay, we'll come back to order. Mr. Teal, can you give us any explanation here?
Mr. Chairman, the budget, the governor's budget was reduced by approximately $18 million, but the net, because there was a $6.9 million add back for pretrial, is roughly $11 million reduction in corrections in FY18.
Okay, thank you. Does that answer your question, Representative Pruitt?
Yeah, I appreciate the answer to that particular question. Also in the recess, I had further discussion about the discussion during the subcommittee, and it sounded like there was the reason that the amendment was brought forward and accepted was that there was DOC could not explain why they weren't currently using that money, that they hadn't been advertising it, and so. So with that history, I mean, I'll maintain the objection, but I appreciate the willingness to continue to have more of the conversation here, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Pruitt. So we'll call for a vote. Secretary?
Representative Pruitt?
No.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Senator McKinnon?
Yes.
Representative Seaton?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
House total 2 yay, 1 nay. Senate total 3 yay, 0 nay. Combined total 5 yay, 1 nay.
Thank you. And with a vote of 2 in the House and 3 in the Senate in favor, item number 2 is adopted. And that completes the adoption of the conference committee motion sheet for the Department of Corrections and closes out all the conferenceable items. For the Department of Law, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move the conference committee adopt the following items in the Department of Law's budget. Item 1, House minus $81,400 for a new total of $244,200. This funds the position at 75% of in recognition that the position won't be filled on July 1. Item 2, I move the Senate numbers. Item 3, I move the House. Item 4, I move the House.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
At ease, please.
At ease. We'll come back to order, and so we have items 1 through 4 without objection. So that motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Law. We will meet again tomorrow, Friday, June 9th at 11:30, where we will take up the Departments of Military and Veterans Affairs, Public Safety, Revenue, Executive Branch-wide Appropriations, and the Judiciary. And that meeting has been noticed on basis, along with the agencies that will be taken up. Is there any other business come before the meeting or questions? See none. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move the conference committee be adjourned.
And without objection, the conference committee is adjourned for today.